Our next public hearing is change of zone, 1613 Bayshore Plaza 2 LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a C1 general commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, for land lying east of Route 24, approximately 1,800 feet south of Long Neck Road, also referred to as Route 23, and to be located on 34,386 square feet, more or less. For the benefit of the commission, I'll attempt to pass down copies of the exhibits provided by the applicant. There are plots stapled to some information packets. They are a part of the record. They were received prior to the 72-hour deadline. Do you have one?
Oh, you got one.
Okay. I have three agency comments. First one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report dated January 30th of 2006. Makes reference to the present zoning AR1, proposed zoning C1 general commercial. Annual average daily traffic of 10,134 vehicles per day. Summer average of 13,241 vehicles per day. Traffic impact study was not recommended due to the size of the parcel. Present level of service is level of service E and will not change as a result of this application, whether based on present zoning or fully developed under proposal. From the County Engineering Department and received today, we have a memo from the Utility Planning Division. Makes reference to the parcel location, the applicant. The project is located within a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, which is the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater capacity is available for the project. It is unknown at this time as to whether Ordinance 38 construction will be required. There is one system connection charge credit for the project. The current system connection charge rate is $3,144 per EDU through June 30th of 2008. One 6-inch lateral is available. A 6-inch lateral may not be adequate for the proposed use or if the parcel is redeveloped. In conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required. And a concept plan will be required to be submitted. And that's signed by Rob Davis on behalf of John Ashman, a director of utility planning. And from the Sussex Conservation District, again received today, we're advised that the soils on the site are mapped as Fort Mott Henlopen Complex and Fort Mott Loamy Sand. That the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. That there are no hydric soils present. That there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected. That it may not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared, copy of a soil map. The majority of the site, it's only a small corner of the site, is considered to be Fort Mott Loamy Sand. And then there's an attached soil map interpretation and legend. And also a reference to prime and other important farmlands. And that's all I have, gentlemen, at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Mr. Abbott.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Abbott, do we have any spare exhibit booklets we can lend to the applicant for the future?
Have a spare one here?
No, booklets. To put these things in.
Binders.
They donated quite a few of them to us.
We gave quite a few back, too, I believe.
I wasn't sure.
Okay. Chair recognizes Mr. Davidson. He also recognized Mr. Dyer.
Good evening. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the Planning Commission, my name is Pret Dyer. I live on Cedar Neck Road in Ocean View. I'm a member of Bayshore Plaza 2 LLC, which is the developer of Bayshore Plaza and the applicant for the rezoning before you. As was indicated, we're seeking a rezoning of 34,386 square feet, 0.79 acres of land to C1 commercial. It's comprised of two parcels, being tax map 23423, parcel 26501, and a portion of 23423, parcel 265, and that subdivision has been recorded. And just for the record, the one parcel was the current owner's father. The property is located within the environmentally sensitive developing area. We believe, as you are aware, we are the developers of Bayshore Plaza 2, which would lie to the north, immediately to the north of that site, where we're proposing a giant and other inline and other pad sites, and then Bayshore Plaza 1, which is comprised of three pad sites, of which McDonald's is currently occupying. The, it was indicated by the letter, the property is located within the sewer district, and we have an allocation of sewer. We provided and built and dedicated to the county the pumping station, which is located behind Bayshore Plaza 2 and the Bayshore Plaza subdivision and townhouse project. The water will be served by Tidewater Utilities, connections both along 24 and a loop system as well. There are no wetlands on the site. There are no historic or cultural resources and no endangered species on the property. It is consistent with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan and also consistent with the state strategies for spending, being a portion of which is within level one and the remainder within level two. As Mr. Lank had read, there's a letter from Bill Brockenbrough of DelDOT, and he, back in 2005, requesting two items, one of which has already been obtained and submitted, and that was an easement for the Cheeseman parcel, which is the carpet store, which actually isn't contiguous to this parcel, but nonetheless, that was done when we did Bayshore Plaza 2. I just thought I would point that out. And the second would be a multimodal path to East Street, which is the street lying in the development, I guess, to the south. The stormwater management will be tied into the Bayshore Plaza 2 stormwater management system. The property, again, is located in an area, and if you would focus your attention, the subject property being located here, we have the C1 zoning and B1, which would take you immediately to the corner of 24 and Long Neck Road. There's a significant amount of commercial proceeding along Long Neck Road. Very large parcel of C1 used to be the Hall property, which is across the road, and also a large portion of that property behind here. C1 across the street, immediately across the street, which is the nursing home property, and Bayshore Plaza 3, and the DMR Center, which is here, and another B1 parcel. As you can see, the area already has a significant amount of commercial, and supported by the fact that it is in the environmentally sensitive development area. One thing I need to point out with regard to that, under section 115.194.3b, we do not fall within the parameters of that particular ordinance that require the process and the performance requirements be met, as we are under that square footage requirement. The We are providing for a fence, a privacy fence, to be installed along the rear and the side of the properties that abut the residential properties. And I believe that we have, was it a 5 to 6 foot buffer in that area as well. We also have provided, under the concept plan, a landscaping area in the front. And we have the customary 60-foot front, 30-foot rear, 20-side, and 5-foot side on the portion of the property that abuts the existing commercial. For these reasons, we believe that because we are consistent with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, that it is in an area which is already has a dominant amount of commercial space. Given the support by DelDOT, the existence of the sewer and the water, no impact to wetlands, and being consistent with the state strategies for spending, we believe that those are reasons to provide support for this application for rezoning to C1. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, if you're ready.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, you're up again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Knight, would this, would Bayshore Plaza 2 have been known previously as Lake Placid Properties? Is that, am I correct in that?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, there might be one answer for you.
It could, but we never changed names.
You never changed names.
Site plans ever.
Yeah. I saw on that, found an old motion on that one, and they talked about a 7 foot high solid fence. Is that what you're proposing as
yes,
a privacy
it would
fence?
It would be a continuation, exactly.
Of a 7 foot high solid fence.
That's exactly correct. It would be the same exact type of fence.
Okay. And between the Bayshore Plaza that you have now, is there access provided to
yes.
Sherwood Forest?
No.
There's not?
No, because there's lots of budding there. There's no opening.
Okay.
But that I believe that not to interrupt you, but I believe that was DelDOT's reasoning for us providing the multimodal path to the connection for that.
And there's a paved multimodal pathway in front of the property that you're
will be extended to the access to Sherwood. That's correct.
So, where would that access be to Sherwood? Could you show me on the map?
Where's East Street? Currently, you can see the concrete here. That would be extended down here, and then we would extend it all the way through. We have to get an easement for that across. It's actually the current owner's father's property, but
the
extending
that property
through to there. That's correct.
So you would be willing to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Check my stickers. Mr. Chairman, I think all my questions have been answered.
Right. Mr. Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
I'm sorry, I do have one.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just wasn't clear about this notation about a 5 foot wide permanent easement is hereby dedicated to public use as per this plot or plat.
I believe that, and Mr. Davidson can correct me, I believe that's the DelDOT dedication.
Mark Davidson with Design Consultants Group. The 5 foot, when preparing these projects with Bayshore 1 and Bayshore 2, the dedication right away came along. We had to dedicate 15 foot of right away to DelDOT, and based on that, an additional 15, they didn't require us to do an additional 15 foot for the multimodal easement. What they asked for was a 5 foot permanent easement for the multimodal.
And then I see in that same, there's a comment about parking will be permitted within this 5-foot permanent easement. Are you going to park?
No, there's no parking within the 5-foot easement. It's going to be landscaped.
Would you take a gander at this and see if I'm thinking along the same lines?
Yeah,
sure. See the statement there?
That was placed as a note that put us on for Bayshore 1 and 2. Again, it was the dedication of right-of-way, which was 15 feet, and the 5-foot easement, when we did the entrance plans for Bayshore 1 and Bayshore 2, we asked that if we could, if it was going to be allowed, if we could park within that 5-foot easement. So the dedication of that 5-foot easement was given with the permission of being able to park in it. But since then, we've redesigned each one of the parcels that run along Route 24. We've pushed the parking back, and we've allowed for a landscaping to go along the front. So there will be no parking within that 5-foot easement.
Okay, so that's not an issue then?
That is not an issue. Then.
Okay. And I'm presuming you're seeking parking in a 60-foot front yard setback?
That's correct.
And given that the other adjoining developing areas have permitted that, I for one don't have a problem with that.
That actually will be the subject of a site plan review if this change of zone gets granted. So
exactly.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I'm sorry. I just like those front yard setbacks.
I know you do. However, as you pointed out, there's plenty of adjacent precedent there.
And one final question, perhaps.
Okay.
Concerning the parking spaces, the 9x18s, is that our permitted parking spot sizes now?
Not if they're diagonal parking spaces. I mean, perpendicular parking spaces.
Right, but as shown on this plat, that
right.
That's a correct size.
They'd have to be 10x20 unless they're diagonal. 9x18 to go diagonal only.
Okay, because that's what they're showing is 9x18s on here. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Gordy,
no questions.
Mr. Smith.
No questions. To comment, I would like to commend the engineer for at least giving myself and hopefully the public a better picture of the surrounding sites than what was, presented to the commission on an earlier application this evening.
Very good. Mr. Lang?
No question, just a statement. This application will have to go through the PLUS process because it's C1 zoning in an environmentally sensitive area, and it could be more, the density would be greater than what exists. So it could get a waiver. So it's a matter of just getting connected with PLUS. We didn't realize that till today. If it had been CR1, then it wouldn't have been a problem because the density would be increased. So that can be taken care of. We're either ask for a waiver or be due to the size of the parcel, or we ask the applicant to go to PLUS. PLUS will make that determination.
Okay.
Mr. Couts.
Just one question for the record. There appears to be an inconsistency between public documents that you have there and what you've submitted on the county zoning. The large drawing there appears to show parcel 265 as existing C1 zoning.
Which parcel?
I don't think that's correct. I just want to make sure I have the understanding correct. Well, the parcel that's next to, yeah, right there. The way it shows up on there, it appears to be C1.
Because of the color.
Because of the color coding that you're using. Okay.
Well, what we did was my company did the site planning for each one of these sites here. We also did the boundary survey. And what we did was I wanted to be able to show to you that we placed these existing commercial facilities that we've done here. This is the subject of the rezoning, and this was just part of a plan that we superimposed on top of the aerial.
Okay, it's so not it's intended not to show C1 zoning on that parcel 265.
The parcels that are zoned C1 are labeled C1. This one is subject to the rezoning application.
The parcel the adjacent parcel is what zoning?
AR1.
AR1.
Or is it MR? I don't know. Oh, it should say on the survey.
There appeared to be a...
It looks like, from what you're saying, it looks like it should be a different color. I agree.
Yes, that's all. Okay, just clarifying that. That's all. Thank you.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
All right, sir. Gentlemen, we thank you. We'll see if
thank
there's
you.
Anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of change of zone 1613 Bayshore Plaza 2 LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone 1316? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Linda Dawson. I live at 26093 Sheriff's Trap in Sherwood Forest South. My house, my property backs up to that lot.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly where you plan on putting the building, or whether we're the lot that they're talking about now that's empty next to Mr. Warren, whether that's going to be a parking lot, or whether that's going to be actually the construction.
Okay, well, we'll get an answer to those questions. Is there anything else you want to know?
Yeah, because I'm objected to a building. I don't want it. I built my home to retire. I like to look at 24. I don't want a concrete building, and I don't want a 7-foot wall. You know, because I know I live right next to the shopping center. You know, there's a spill pond right beside that, my house to there, that lot. I know the side of them, I think the guy told me he's only 4 or 6 foot. In the back lots, or so back fence is like 7 or 8 foot. I don't really want a big, I don't want to have my view blocked from seeing, sitting on my deck or my patio in the evening. Just, you know, even watching the traffic go slow. And of course, my husband's a fireman, so, you know, I object to having any kind of structured building there. Parking lot would be fine, but I don't know whether they're planning on putting the building lot on her property where her mobile home is or not. I was just curious.
Well, let me see if I can get some clarity for you on that.
Thank you.
Mr. Davidson or Mr. Dyer, either one. So if you want to address the lady's concerns, you can.
I guess I can, I'm assuming that this is her property right here on the cul-de-sac. This is a store.
Ma'am, why don't you come corner around here and make sure he's pointing at the right place.
Yeah, I'm right at the cul-de-sac. Yeah, on the
left. Here's the pond.
That's the pond. I'm right next to the pond. That's right. And here's, I guess this is where her home is, the empty
right.
lot, Mr. Warren's.
The building.
I'm curious to see where the building's going to go, if it's where her mobile home is now. Which is at the edge of your property for the shopping center.
Right, and the actual, if I...
Yeah, I'm here. This is the...
Yeah, can you kind of locate it on the bigger drawing?
That's what I'm...
Here's the cul-de-sac here.
Here's the cul-de-sac here.
There's one here, and there's a small area under
here.
Somewhere right here.
Here's Mr. Warren's property, the empty lot, and then where her home is now. I'm right here.
Well, here we are right here. Here's Mr. Warren's house.
Right.
So.
Here, this shows her the mobile home, I think.
Right.
That's the existing lot.
So what I'm trying to is,
yeah.
So your lot's right here. Basically, the building's going to be placed all the way to the north of the property line, basically almost like the mobile home is right now.
Okay, that's what I was
So right, if this is your property line, just
right.
giving it an estimate.
Right.
So your house sits right here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a parking lot.
That's what I was curious. I wanted to see where the building is going to be. So it's going to be closer to the shopping center.
That
side.
Is correct, yes.
That's fine. That's fine.
Is that all right with you now?
Yeah, I just don't want a building behind me.
Okay. All right then. Well, sometimes things work out. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We thank you for being with us this evening. We invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.